How's that cup of coffee?
It's good. I even put a couple of Hot Pockets in the microwave and then had them, so I guess I've had breakfast.
Friday started early.
Yeah, I went to bed early last night. I was kind of tired, so I woke up. I'm refreshed and ready to go as soon as the sun comes up. I've got some errands to run this morning.
Sounds like the rain's going to be out of here by about 6 this morning, so that'll be a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's, I was watching the weather just a few minutes ago, and it's probably going to be okay most of the day.
Yeah, I hate to be going in and out of the rain all day. Just makes for a long day.
It does. Well, you're going to take off work a little early since it's Friday.
Today till 4 today. I got some deliveries that usually come in after 3, so I'll have to stay for that.
Just be careful out there. Seems like people drive a little worse on Fridays.
Right, they drive bad to start with, and then it gets worse, and you think it can't get no worse, right?
Yes, sometimes I feel like I'm out there in an old-fashioned demolition derby, just trying to dodge them.
Get out on the interstate, they'll be passing me doing 75 and 80 in the rain and in the dark.
Just about clipping off your front end when they realize they're about to go past their exit and get over to try and get off.
Yes, I've ever been in that much of a hurry.
Me neither. I just go on down to the next exit and take it and get back to where I need to be.
Yeah, you know, they try to take your front end off to make the exit, but if they just got in behind you, I mean, they only saved, what, a half a second, maybe?
You know, you think, well, probably most of these people probably aren't that aggressive in person, but, man, when they get behind a steering wheel, a different personality comes out.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. As those rushing days are over with. I mean, I got an hour and 23 minutes to make it about 20 miles.
You have to be some, you know, like a doctor's appointment or something. I try and leave plenty of time to get there. Out here in the country, sometimes I get behind somebody with a tractor, you know, moving some hay or, you know, you just never know what's going to slow you down some. So I leave with plenty of time to get there.
You can't tell, you know, it could be a wreck on the highway, got you stopped or whatever, and it's, you know, speeding ain't going to help matters none. Just going to make it that much of a worse crash when you hit something.
Yeah, out there speeding, you get one of them little white pieces of paper and that takes a couple $100 out of your billfold, and then your car insurance goes up, and, you know, it just ain't worth it to save a few minutes.
Yeah, once it starts spiraling downhill, it just keeps on going, right? KN4TFW.
Yeah, sometimes I think I can tell the drivers out there that only got 1 or 2 points left on their license. They finally slow down. KF4NXY.
Out here, but the cars are kicking up some mist, just enough to have to keep turn your wipers on and off and on and off. To, you know, not enough to be intermittent. It just is aggravating.
New wiper blades the other day because I knew I needed them on my truck, and the guy at the store was kind of appreciative that I come and got them on a dry day. He said most people come in there wanting wiper blades while it's pouring down rain.
Friday too much, right? The only time you think about it and remember it is when it, when you go to use them.
One of my on the passenger side was in real bad shape. It was falling apart. So, and I knew I was going to go pick up my boat this morning, and it might be raining, so went ahead and got the blades.
Boat, when you going fishing?
Not heard this yet. Well, got a trip scheduled for the end of April down at Lake Russell. Me and some guys that get together and go. There's about four or five of us. So we're in a cabin and split the cost of the cabin. And we got a few days set up toward the end of April and a few days set up toward the end of September.
Right now, isn't it?
I think so. That's how she looks for when we go down there.
How are the guys this morning?
Well, it's just been me and you. I kind of expecting some of them to come in and take a little standby, see if there's some of the rest of them out there. KF4 NXY.
Listening to y'all, KO4CEM. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Andrew. I figured that with the raindrops coming down, you were sleeping good.
Good, but I actually went to bed early. I was in bed, I think it was 9 o'clock, maybe. It was before 9, and I probably fell asleep around 9.
In a fever, are you? KN4TFW.
Today was a fun day, 7 call-ins. It was a lot of fun. So, once I got home, I was tired and wanted to go lay down and go to bed. Get the day over with, and hopefully Friday will be nice. I'd love to leave work early. I just got to figure out my hours.
I'll sit back for a little while and drink some of this coffee. I'll carry on KF4NXY.
Bad spot.
If you enjoy that cup of coffee, jump back in anytime. KO4.
Get to that bad spot. I mean, it just comes on and just you get a bunch of static, and then all of a sudden it just shuts off. It doesn't fade out. It just shuts off.
It's too bad you can't figure out exactly where it's coming from and report it.
Electronic billboard sign. And then I saw they put one up kind of over right down Wade Hampton by the house. But it doesn't do that.
What's wrong with that one? You got your new shortwave radio. I know you can use those to try to figure out where the noise is coming from. I know, I think it was Ham Radio Crash Course did a video on it one time where he was showing how he was trying to find RF, you know, in his house and everything else. That might be worth trying out, but I don't know if you want to drive all that way and start walking around, seeing if you can do it.
I'll bring it home from work today, test it out this weekend.
I don't know how he did it, but he was using, I don't remember if it was AM or something, but, you know, he's basically tracking it down using the receiver. And as he got closer to it, you know, obviously it would make more noise, so... But that'd be the way to do it. Technically, if it's causing interference, you can report it and they're supposed to fix it.
Hard to get somebody out there. Hard to make somebody believe. You know, you won't get no engineer. You'll just get the lowest man on a totem pole and he'll struggle to believe that there's an issue.
I think, I've heard people say that the power companies are more apt to deal with it. But, as far as I know, though, at the end of the day, the regulation's pretty clear that it can't cause interference. So they're supposed to come fix it if you can prove it. And if they don't fix it, I think you can report it.
Company's got an issue. You know, they'll probably come out and fix it only because it's probably because something of theirs is going bad anyway.
Something like a transformer or whatnot. But, yeah, it'd probably be a hard fight, but... It depends on whether it's worth your time or not. That's all it really boils down to.
Today?
Karen's to run, so I get to drive the truck.
Your radio was pretty good today.
The benefit to driving the car in the evenings is I can turn my radio on and listen to my Morse code, not tapes, but, you know, my Morse code music files that I have saved. Practice that on the way home.
CD and for mine, but it's in the truck. And it's the truck's the only one that's got a CD player in it.
It probably had a CD in it 10, 20 years. Or, let's see, I've had the truck 12, 13 years. That's probably been at least 10.
My daughter drove my truck. She could tell that it had a CD player, but she couldn't figure out where it was.
Sometimes.
Under the center seat.
About to put it, I've not heard of that. We used to, back on some of the older model X5s, it was before CDs were real big, they were putting the, you know, cassette disc changers in the trunk area. You had so much music to listen to, and that was it.
It came a long way from what it was then, right? I mean, I look back, me and Susan were looking back just the other day on all the changes that have happened in our life.
It's definitely advanced a lot. I don't know if it's all for the better or not. Most of it is, but, you know, there's some of it, like the cell phone, like that thing ringing at work all day long. I would love to go back to desk phones. That way, when I walk away from it.
Got that right. I remember riding down the road. If you broke down, you had to go to an exit and throw you some quarters in the phone.
Yes, I remember how old I was. I was still fairly young. I was driving a Z3 Roadster, and I was driving to Greenville, and I pulled into the intersection, it was the median. Yeah, I pulled into the median, and a lady was traveling in the median to get to the turn, and she hit me head on, and I had to get out of the car, walk to the payphone. I think I called my parents and told them what happened, where I was, and that way they could come down there and get me. But the car was just totaled. Yeah, but that was probably the last time I had ever been without a cell phone.
The last time it was, I saw a payphone.
AT&T is starting to phase out all their landlines.
They won't take them down. They'll just leave them up and just not use them anymore. Let them take up space, right?
You'll probably see houses that won't have it run to them anymore. You know, they'll probably just be all internet-based.
It really hurts to have a backup plan, right? KN4TSW.
Yeah, I think we put a lot of faith in the cell phones. And, you know, I mean, they can go down. There's no backup to it if you don't have a landline.
You'll probably be around, you know what I mean, for a long time because it's something that's a good back. It ain't even a good. It ain't even a backup. I mean, it's something that's just beneficial.
Video yesterday, it was KM4ACK, and he did a video where he used his, just the FM radios, the Yaesu ST5DR to it, and he was sending Winlink emails using his phone and the radio to, and the phone was basically just acting as a software to send the email from, you know, his phone to wherever the recipient was.
Now, you know, back in the olden days, they were saying, you know, yeah, you could send voice just over the air, and then now you're sending text and messages and pictures.
Crazy.
For this weekend.
I can talk to wife into taking this daggum Christmas tree down in the house. It's been up long enough. I'm ready to climb up in the attic and get the box down and put it away.
We did ours, I know, 3-4 weeks ago.
Almost all the Christmas decorations down, and the tree is the last thing. So I've still got one in the house that she turns on pretty much every evening. And then I've still got the one on the back porch and all the boxes of Christmas decorations. So I'm ready to get all that put away. So last weekend, we fixed the storage building. That way it doesn't have a hole in it anymore. So it shouldn't be leaking. So we should be able to get the boxes in there and up in the attic.
Home, there's always a bunch of stuff you got to do, right?
So, well, Ken, I am pulled in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3, and we'll head on in here, and I'm in a new parking lot today. We're on a different side of the plant now since they're starting construction on the other end, so we'll see how this walk is, but you have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll either talk to you this evening or Monday morning, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have an awesome day, and I'll catch you later, maybe this weekend. KM4 TFW.